Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God is everything. Amazing God. Amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Everything.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart. Father God, we come this morning, hallelujah, thanking you for another opportunity to come. We come this morning, Father God, blessing you, Father God, for watching over us as we slept and we slumber during the midnight hours, and how you have ushered us into a brand new day, Father, a day that we have not known, have not seen, a day that we will not see again. Father God, we bless you and we say thank you, Father. As we rise and we shine on this morning, Father God, we rise and we shine in power. We rise and we shine in faith. We rise and we shine in joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father, we confess every sin of omission and commission, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God. And now, Father God, we surrender the day back to you, that you unfolded according to your wisdom, Father God, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, as we come, we want to pray for the devastation around the world. We want to pray, Father God, for all those who are struggling in their faith, all those who are not exercising their faith in you. Father God, we want to pray for those who are believing in some other God with a small g and ignoring you, Father God, the big G. Father God, we want to pray for all of those who are out of the ark of safety. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that if they would take their last breath today, Father, they would miss heaven. And so, Father God, we pray for these people everywhere, Father God, that somebody somewhere will say yes. And we thank you for the ones that have. We thank you for all those newly born into the kingdom. And Father, our desire is that they will continue to grow and to mature, Father God, in your kingdom. And we pray for your children, Father God, everywhere, the ones that love you, loving you more and more every day, Father God, striving to live right, do right, to please you, to do the right thing, Father God, seeking direction, Father God, praying for your assistance, Father God. We thank you for them. We thank you for the body of Christ. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, Father. Lord, we ask that you would have your way today in our services, Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified. Oh, Father God, and we just thank you for the faith and the tenacity to keep coming and meeting at this altar, Father God. We thank you for this sacred fellowship. It is a sacred fellowship, Father. And we say thank you. We don't come playing games, Father God. We don't come playing church, Father God. We don't come pretending, Father God. It is what it ain't, and it ain't what it is, Father God. But we just come, Father God, as we are. Father God, hungry and thirsty after righteousness, as a deer panting after water. And so we say thank you, Father, that you never disappoint us. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. So have your way, Father. And we thank you for anointing our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, Father. For we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we thank you for the word that never returns into your void, Father, but will always accomplish what you have sent it to do. And so we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for the preacher. Thank you for the preacher, God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is the preacher. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen again. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, to you, and to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that he has made, amen, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, amen, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, amen. And so we want to thank God, beloved, amen. The Lord is good, amen, hallelujah. He's just, amen, he made this day, hallelujah. Not only did he make the day, he made you, he made me, hallelujah. He made everything in it, amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, amen. So we bless the Lord, amen, hallelujah, for just another experience, another day to serve him, amen, another day to give, another day to receive, another day to hear, to see, to feel, to touch, amen, to laugh, to communicate, another day to pray, amen, hallelujah, just another day. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. If you're a first timer here in our fellowship service, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So enjoy the services on today and keep on coming back. Keep on coming back. We meet on this platform. Wow. 7 days a week, 7 days a week we meet here, amen, giving God praise, glory, and all the honor. We want you to know that all of our services are God's at blogtalkradio.com, amen, /kingdom leadership. Please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. We want to give a shout out, amen, glory be to God. Let me see, I was looking this morning, amen, and we have some new audience, And let me see where we are. Let me see where we are. I did write it down. All right. Okay. I know we have a new audience in South Africa. Amen. Let us welcome South Africa this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. And let me see where else we have our audience. Let me see. I wrote my notes in. I got to see where I put it. Just want to just acknowledge them on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. So I know we was in South Africa. Amen. Glory be to God. And I will find it. So just we will acknowledge you. Glory be to God. I don't want to go there now because I might lose. I don't want to cut the service off. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's see. So we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. So we will find it. Amen. Before the service is over. Amen. And give you your proper acknowledgement. Amen. But we just want to say we want to welcome all of our new listeners. Amen. In every part of the country. Amen. Every part of the country. Amen. Every part of the world. Amen. We're out of the United States. We're mostly in the United States, but our audience around the globe has expanded tremendously. Amen. And so we just want to welcome you. Amen. And so when I find it, I will make sure that I zero in, amen, and let you know that we are aware that you are listening to us, and we appreciate it, and we just pray, amen, that you will be blessed by the word of God, amen, because the word of God is the blessing all in itself, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, amen, amen. We want to get straight into the word on this morning, amen. Yesterday, amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For the word. Amen. And I tell you, I'm still high on yesterday's word. I don't know about you. Glory be to God coming out of the book of Luke 22. Amen. How Jesus, amen, took his three friends into the Garden of Gethsemane. Glory be to God. After he had served the Last Supper, this was the night before his crucifixion. Glory be to God. And he needed, it showed us where Jesus actually had a need. Isn't that beautiful? When God has a need, God has need of you. Oh, my God. Yes, he does. Amen. And so what happened there is, glory be to God, his three friends went to sleep on him, right, when he was counting on them the most. Amen. And the scriptures really how Jesus prayed in agony. Glory be to God. Jesus prayed the same prayer three times, all in the same conversation. Glory be to God. He was sweating drops of blood. Amen. All of this, beloved, because he knew what was before him. He knew the torture. He knew the pain. Glory be to God. He knew what was coming. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, he could have talked to King. He could have zapped out of here in a moment, second. In a second notice, he could have zapped on out of here. Glory be to God. He said, y'all got this. Y'all got it. Y'all make y'all way to heaven the best way y'all can. I'm going back and get my seat. He said, look, all right. I tried. Glory be to God. But he didn't, saints. He didn't. He didn't fall short. He didn't quit on us. Oh, my God. Aren't you glad Jesus is not a quitter? He didn't give up. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. But he said, no, 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 no. He went all the way, and he went all the way because nobody took Jesus' life. Amen. Jesus said, I give my life. I lay my life down. I am he. Amen. And so let's look at that scripture from yesterday, because I want to bring out another point today, Lord's willing. Amen. Luke 22. And let me read just a couple verses in your hearing coming out of Luke chapter number 22. Okay, starting at 39. And he came out and went, and as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed. And Jesus prayed in verse number 42, and he said, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Glory be to God. And verse number 43 says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Verse number 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, and he came to his disciples, he found them sleeping. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptations. And while he was yet, and while Jesus was just speaking to the disciples, Judas came, who was one of the 12 disciples, and he drew near to Jesus, and he gave Jesus a kiss. Ah, we talked about that kiss of betrayal earlier last week, amen, as we are walking up to the crucifixion, amen, Good Friday services, amen. We already talked about the kiss, amen. So we see here on yesterday, beloved, amen, how Jesus' blood pressure was kind of high. I'm sure it was like off the charts. Anytime you're sweating blood, and we already broke that down to you, how you can actually sweat blood. Okay, so if you missed yesterday's teaching, go ahead and pull that up. Amen. Glory be to God. We saw how Jesus was in agony, beloved, because this was real. This was real. Amen. And he was not going to exercise his divine authority and powers, amen, to dispensate it, amen, to just erase it, you know, out of, you know, eternity. No. He was going to let it unfold. Why? Because Jesus came on a mission, beloved, and he already made up his mind that he was going to do what he came to do. He stepped out 42 generations, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The love of God and mankind, the love of God, divinity wrapped up in humanity. Glory be to God. Why? Because that's how much God loves us, beloved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And not only did God, amen, love us so much that he gave his son, beloved, what we got to remember is that the son loved us so much that he gave his life. See, you got to remember the that part B on that, because that's the whole thing there. Yeah, God loved us. God gave his son, amen, but it was the son's will to come. And he stepped down 42 generations. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to restore back to us what was lost in the Garden of Eden. Ah, God have mercy. All right. And so we saw that yesterday, beloved. Amen. So we saw the agony that Jesus went through. Now, we want to pick up here today, amen, just for a couple minutes, amen. In verse 43, amen. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven. And there appeared an angel to Jesus, an angel from heaven. Okay, because the devil got angels too. And why did the angel come? The angel came to strengthen him. The angel came to strengthen him. Y'all got to remember now, because Jesus was dependent on Peter, James, and John. He was dependent on his prayer partners. He was dependent on his bosom. He was dependent on his roadies. But his roadies fell asleep. So it would appear as though Jesus was by himself. Let me sing you some encouragement. Glory be to God. You may be lonely, but you ain't never alone. Glory be to God. Beloved, have you ever known a time when you felt alone in the challenge that you was facing? You felt like, hey, ain't the main ones you was counting on, you know, they not there. Glory be to God. The people you're calling, you can't get a connect. They want to get back to you. They got you in voicemail. They haven't responded to your email. Come on now. Huh? Glory be to God. You going to the house, they not answering the door. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You felt so all alone that no one's communicating. You're not getting the support you thought you would have gotten. Where is the people? Glory be to God. Can't they see I need some help right now? Beloved, on the night of Jesus' betrayal, he must have felt that way. Here, beloved, we saw on yesterday how Jesus, now come on now, we know that everybody was looking to Jesus for help. The crowds was coming to Jesus. Jesus was feeding 5,000 people and some. That was just 5,000 men. So if you had 5,000 men back then, you probably had 10,000 women, see, and another 10 to 20,000 children. See, glory be to God, huh? So with a two-piece a fish dinner, see? So they was always clinging to Jesus for the fish, for the miracles, glory be to God, for the healing, Jesus raising the dead back to life, Jesus touching the eyes of the blind, the cripple was walking. Come on, y'all. Everybody looking for Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood looking for Jesus to touch the hem of his garment. Glory be to God. Huh? Jairus looking for Jesus because his daughter was at home dying. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Everybody looking for Jesus. Zacchaeus looking for Jesus. They had to put him in down through the roof. Everybody's looking for Jesus. Very, 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 very just few instances, beloved, where we see Jesus needed anybody. Jesus didn't ask for the oil from the alabaster box. Mary desired to give that expensive oil, which offended Judas in the first place. Glory be to God. And created an opening for Satan to come into Judas' heart, because Judas thought that, you know what I mean, that oil was too expensive to put on Jesus' dusty feet. And when Jesus told Judas to leave Mary alone, Judas got offended. And when you don't deal with offenses, beloved, when it first happens, you make a room for the devil to come in and park. And this is why the Lord tells us not to hold offenses in our heart, because you make a room for the devil to come in with your saved self. Glory be to God. So we see here that everybody was always pulling on Jesus, and Jesus didn't have no problem with it. Beloved, but here in this one instance, Jesus said, I need you. And he asked his three closest friends, Peter, James, and John. He said, come on now. They didn't know it was the last hours, but Jesus knew it was his last hours. He said, come on apart to me. Come on, let's take a walk through the garden of Gethsemane. I need you to come with me. I need you. See, Jesus was looking for a little backup. He was looking for a little moral support. When you're in a bad place, it's a good feeling to know your prayer partners, glory be to God, praying for you. It's one thing for them to say, I'm praying for you. It's another thing for them to get on the phone with you and pray with you. It's another thing for them to show up at your house and say, come on, let's bend down. It's another thing when they're in your presence, glory, and you ain't got to guess if they praying, because they right there with you. See? Glory be to God. But every time, beloved, Jesus came back to check on Peter, James, and John, they were sleeping. They were sleeping. The scripture tells us, beloved, glory be to God, that the devil sows, amen, his tares, amen, while we're asleep. While the children of God are sleeping. Spiritually, we're in our stupor. Glory be to God. We're sleeping. We're slothful. We're not alert. Glory be to God. We're not redeeming the time. We're not doing what the Lord will have us to do. Glory be to God. You can't see what's going on when you're sleeping. Solomon got all seven of his locks cut off because he went to sleep in the liar's lap. You don't know what's going on when you're sleeping. You sleeping and people walking back and forth, people stealing out your pocketbook. Glory be to God. You don't know that the neighborhood thief could have came right in your back door. You don't know because you said, I'm asleep. Jesus was experiencing a great spiritual battle and an extreme pressure that night, which we already broke that down for you on yesterday, and tried to draw the picture as explicit as the Holy Spirit would give us to draw it. Jesus was in distress. Now, we can't cover that up, and we can't make that lightly. Oh, he was God. He was good. Yeah, and he was God in distress. Because the Bible says he prayed in agony to the point that he was sweating blood, baby. That's stress. And this is why he wanted his closest disciples to assist him in prayer. But beloved, that night, they were not found faithful. Yeah, put that in your notebooks this morning. Yeah. Three small words. I don't want you to overlook it. His disciples were not found faithful. Beloved, the Bible tells us a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound in blessings. Glory be to God. Look, let us peek 1 minute here at the disciples not found faithful. And let us ask ourselves a question. Where are we? Where are we when God needs us? Where are we when God is calling on us? Are we faithful? Are we showing up on duty? Are we calling out sick? Nowadays, in this culture, they don't even call out sick. They just don't even show up. Making excuses. Well, I only got 2 hours worth of sleep last night. I was just so sleepy. I was just so sick. That's where the disciples were. The disciples said, look, Lord, we just left the Last Supper. Now, you know you're passing all them collard greens and fish and potato salad. Now, I'm exaggerating a little bit. We don't know what they ate. Glory be to God. The thing is, they ate everything. They was full. Y'all know how it is when y'all go to the buffet. Go to the buffet and try to put the buffet owners out of business. Eating this, eating that. I know some people even try to take buffet food home. Now, you know you're not supposed to be taking that buffet food home. They come in with the big pocketbooks and aluminum foil. Wrapping up food. I'm telling you, it's embarrassing. I couldn't wait to move away from the table. Huh? And you eat all this food, and y'all know how we get. All people, but especially us. And look, I'm an Afro-American, so look, y'all know how. Let me speak for our age. Y'all know how we get when our belly get full. See, listen, let me lay down for a minute here. It's going to take a little nap. Hey, let me charge up again. Yeah, but that's what the disciples did too. They just left the Last Supper, and they said, wait a minute. They was trying to keep their eyes open, and it didn't work because they was not found faithful, the Bible tells us, beloved. But when Jesus could find no one to stand with him in the hour of need, isn't that something? Isn't that something? And some of us are distressed right now. We just are sad. Glory be to God and self-pity. And ain't nobody love me. And ain't nobody. And right when I needed them, I've been there. Oh, look. I have a little bit of empathy for you. How could they not help me this time? They know I need the help. Well, guess what? You ain't by yourself. Because Jesus was in the same place you at right now. Because Jesus, beloved, amen, was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Glory be to God with his three main boys, and they went to sleep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And no one standing there with Jesus, and Jesus out of need. But look what God did. I come to tell you this morning, beloved, that you can depend on God. I come to tell you this morning that God will always show up and come through for you, for his faithful children, for his faithful servants. He might be the slowest man that's always on time, beloved, but let me tell you something. You can depend on God. The Bible tells us in verse number 43, it says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Ah, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it. Baby, God has sent an angel to your rescue. Glory be to God. You might not see him coming, but you best believe, hallelujah, they are there. God will send an angel not just to sit back and watch and see what you going to do. Not to send an angel to record your moves and see how long it took for you to break down and how long you cried and to see if you was going to, how high your blood pressure was going to go up. He didn't send an angel to watch you to see if you was going to break out and a heart attack or a stroke. No, he sends an angel to strengthen you. Supernatural strength. Here we find supernatural strength, beloved. Hallelujah. Paul said, when I'm weak, I'm strong. When I thought it was over, here comes God. Glory be to God. When I got to the end of my rope, the rope was extended. When I was pushed to the limit, hallelujah, I was escalated. Glory be to God. Supernatural strength, beloved, made up for any lack of support for his three closest disciples. Matter of fact, his three closest disciples couldn't even come close to that. Couldn't even come close to that anyhow, beloved. And we know that all things work together for good. God always has a ram in the bush. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, Luke tells us, amen, glory be to God, that the angel came to strengthen Jesus. Glory be to God. Ooh, when we look at the Greek word, beloved, for strengthen, glory be to God, it is a Greek word meaning might. Hallelujah. Power. Hallelujah. Strength. Hallelujah. But normally in the New Testament, beloved, when they use this word here for strengthen, amen, it is used to denote men with great muscular abilities, similar to the bodybuilders in this culture, in this generation. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, hallelujah, in this particular word here, for the definition for this particular word here, strengthen, glory be to God, it means to impart strength, to empower someone, to fill a person with hardiness, or to give someone a renewed vitality. A person may have been feeling exhausted and depleted. You ever been there? But then he suddenly gets a blast of energy so robust that he is instantly recharged. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, yeah. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, baby, look. The devil thought he had you. Call a funeral parlor, huh? Call a mortician. It won't be long. And maybe by the end of the night, it'll be over. And make sure your business is in order. Put your will on the table. Where you want to have the funeral? Where you want us to bury? You want to be cremated? What you want? Oh, glory be to God. The devil thought he had it. You beloved, I'm telling you, we've been in some situations we thought it was over too. Hallelujah. But out of nowhere. But out of nowhere, God has sent an angel to breathe on you. God has sent an angel to minister to you. God has sent an angel to strengthen you. And you thought you was dead, tired. And then you got all this energy. You don't even know where the energy came from. Glory be to God. You got this recharge. Glory be to God. It was like a bolt of electricity hit you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is what happened to Jesus, beloved. Hallelujah. When that angel came to strengthen Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was ready. He was ready to get up. He was ready to get with it. He was ready to get going. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, he walked up Judas. When Judas came to kiss him, I could see him now. He just tried to turn the cheek and said, right here, boy. Oh, right here. Kiss me right here, boy. Ah, he was ready. He was ready. Glory. Because, hallelujah, because the angel has strengthened him. I think God won't leave you destitute. My brothers and my sisters, I don't care what you're going through. God is not going to leave you by yourself. Glory be to God. You are never alone. You are never, 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 never alone. Glory be to God. I don't care if your mama didn't show up, your daddy didn't show up, your spouse walked out on you, the children acting crazy. I don't care who neglected you, ignoring you, don't have time for you. God got you. Oh, glory be to God. Just keep going. Just keep going in the will of God. Keep moving in the direction that God is calling you. God said, I got you. Oh, glory be to God. God said, I'll make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. He said, the people don't want to come, I'll send the angels. Oh, my God, Jesus. The people don't want to give, I'll send an angel with some supernatural money. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The people don't want to pray. The people want to sleep. Well, guess what? My angels don't never sleep. God said, I got you. Ah, hallelujah. Don't get weary. In well doing. Be ye steadfast. Unmoved. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize. Oh, yeah. Paul said, I'm not looking behind. I'm not looking to the left. I ain't looking to the right. But I'm looking up because my help, my strength coming from the Lord. God will send an angel. Yes, he will. Paul and Silas locked up in jail. They ain't did nothing but carry the word of God. We don't know where the other disciples were on that night, but God says it's okay. They probably home sleeping. He said, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my angel. Hallelujah. But love it. And they showed up. And they said they showed up with so much power. They showed up with so much force that it caused an earthquake. Oh, my God, Jesus. I think God will shake some stuff up in your life. When God show up, he'll cause an earthquake and shake some things in order. Oh, my God, Jesus. Woo! That earthquake caused so much ruckus. They said that the captain of the jail fell down on his knees and said, Brother Paul, what shall I do to be saved? Prison doors started flying open. But why? Because God sent an angel. Beloved, let me tell you something. God has shake heaven and earth and hell to come and rescue you. You hear what I'm saying? God loves you so much that if you were the only person in the world when Jesus came, it wouldn't have stopped him from coming. He still would have come to earth to die for you. You hear what I'm saying? God is not going to let no devil take advantage of you. He's not going to let no satanic agenda and plot and scheme take advantage of you. God said if the people don't want to do it, God prefer to work through the people. But God said if the people don't want to do it, don't bust a sweat. He said, I'll send my angel. Don't you tell me what God won't do for those who love him and for those who have been called according to his purpose. God said, I'll send my angel. The angel showed up in the prison, glory be to God, and walked Peter right out the prison into the streets. Peter said he thought he was dreaming. He said, is this real or is this a dream? Is this real or is this Memorex? What is this here? It was real, baby. You were being led by an angel. God had sent his angels to lead you out of trouble, lead you in the direction he would have you to go, come and strengthen you and give you that faith when you thought it was time to quit. God said, not yet. There's still some work to be done. Oh, beloved, in my closing on this morning, this means that when Jesus' disciples and friends could not be depended on in his hour of need, God provided an angel that imparted, that empowered, and recharged Jesus. And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if God did it for Jesus, God will do it for you. Woo! Woo! Renewing Jesus' vitality with the strength that Jesus needed to victoriously face the most difficult hour in his life. God will give you what you need when you need it, baby. You just got to keep going. A trick, it's a lie, it's a bamboozlement. It's an enemy coming to trying to stop you, trying to block you, trying to slow you down, trying to get you to turn around. Gotta give you what you need, baby. And we see here when after Jesus was supercharged, Jesus was ready to face the cross. Anybody happy about it but me? Jesus woke up his disciples, beloved. After he was strengthened by the angels, he went over to the three boys. I ain't going to call them the three stooges. I ain't going to go that far. They were just sleepy. They were just sleepy. I can't say nothing. Because we all got to repent. We can't beat up Peter, James, and John. We know a lot of us sleeping too much, too. That's physical sleep and spiritual sleep. We know we sleeping too much too. So we can't beat up Peter, James, and John. Because you know what? If we was in the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus, he had been waking us up too. But Jesus went over to them and he said, all right, now rise up. He said, let us go. He said, he that betrayeth me is at hand. It happened while you were sleeping. It happened while you were sleeping. He said, he done came and gone. You can wake up now. He done came while you were sleeping. Look here, I got to show you the scripture before I close out. I got to show you the scripture here, and somebody need to write this down. Let me find it real quick. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go right here. All right, somebody write this scripture down. Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 25. Look at what it says. But while the men were sleeping, His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. I'm going to read it one more time. And while the men, while the women, while the children of God were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds in the midst of the wheat, and then they went away. Then you got all this stuff growing up in your garden, and you say, where the heck it come from? What's this growing up? What's this turmoil over here? What's this drama? What's this over here? That's because the seeds were sown. Well, I didn't sow no seeds in my garden. Yeah, the devil did it while you were sleeping. And by the time you woke up, they had been long gone. Jesus told him, he said, the devil, okay, he said, the time, Judas done come and gone, boys. Judas done come, Judas done gone, and you still sleep. The enemy done come and sown, it wrecked havoc. What's this going on? And I got all this going on with my children and all this. Yeah. Because instead of you up praying for your family, interceding and praying, you're sleeping. Well, you know, I watched about 4 movies last night. Four movies. Okay. All right. So just say you just watched. Just say you watch 1 movie. Hour and a half to 2 hours. And you didn't blink. You didn't blink. You put the movie on pause to go to the bathroom. You didn't miss it. But you couldn't give God 1 hour. But you couldn't give God 1 hour. You act like it's so hard to pray for 1 hour, but you sit there and watch a 2-hour movie, and y'all know sometimes you watch 2 movies. God forgive us. Beloved, maybe you've had a time in your life when you felt trapped and alone. Perhaps you thought your friends would help you, but now you feel like they let you down at a time when you really needed them. Don't let desperation take over. Your friends may have fallen asleep on the job, but God has not fallen asleep. He is absolutely committed to seeing you through the situation you are facing right now. And if necessary, he will provide supernatural assistance to recharge you and keep you moving full steam ahead. Beloved, you may be tempted to feel isolated and alone, especially in the midst of this pandemic. To put that on top of what you're going through, glory be to God. But if your spirit's eyes were open just for one moment, ask God to open your spiritual eyes just for one moment, beloved, to give you 20/20 vision, glory be to God, in the spirit, oh, taste and see. Ask God to help you to see. Just for a moment. You will see that you are not alone at all. Just ask God to open your eyes. Just for a moment. You can't, that's all you'll be able to deal with anyhow. Most of the time when the angels showed themselves to people, the people fell down like they was dead. I mean, because the angels are no joke. So you don't need to see the angels all day long, but just ask God just to open your eyes, just give you a glimpse. Just for a moment, God, open my eyes. Beloved, and you'll see that you are not by yourself. And guess what? And you ain't never been by yourself. There's a host of angels encamped round about you. Not one or two. A host. You got more than goodness and mercy following you. You got a host of angels. I don't know how many a host is. All I know, that's a lot. And one angel can do damage. Jesus could have called 12 legions of angels at any time. But he chose not to. Beloved, God is surrounding you with the Holy Spirit's power. God is surrounding you with his angels. And God is surrounding you with anything else needed to keep you going forward. To keep you going forward, God has surrounded you with everything you need. In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Beloved, I love you, and I want you to remember that regardless of the particular battles or situations that you are facing in life, and I know you're going through something, your assistance. And if no one else is faithful, don't be upset. It hurts, but don't be upset, because God will see to it that you will receive the strength and the power that you need to victoriously overcome. I didn't say overcome. I said victoriously overcome in every circumstance. Supernatural assistance is yours today. In Jesus' name. Woo! Father God, I know I am not out of words, but I'm out of time. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Oh, my God. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you for your assurance. Thank you for peace. Thank you, God, that even when we think we are alone, we are not alone. When we think we're by ourselves, we are not. When we think we have been abandoned, we are not. People might leave us, but you never will. God, we thank you for the angels that are here, Father God, ready to strengthen us, Father God, to give us that resurge, to give us whatever we need that we might move forward, not backwards, Father God, but forward, Father God. You're calling us forward. You're calling us, Father God, hallelujah, to a place and a calling and a destination in you. And we want to say thank you, God. And we want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this word from you that is spoken so directly in our life today. Father, it's true that we feel very alone and we feel trapped in a situation that we're facing right now, Father. We don't know what to do. We don't know what step to take. We don't know what to say. We don't know where to turn. Father, we tried to give the problem to you, Father God, but in some way we continue to carry part of the load by ourselves, Father God, and it's starting to break us, Father God. Father, right now, right now, right now, at this very moment, we are throwing the full weight of our burdens. We are throwing the full weight of our cares on your huge shoulders, and we thank you for taking this burden from us and for filling us with the strength that we need to press this time in our lives. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the word of the Lord. Ah, God. Thank you. Bless the word of the Lord. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for deliverance. And his word will not return unto him void. Amen. In form of announcement today, beloved, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God today. Amen. At, my God, I'm so high in the spirit right now. God, help me to, help me to come down, but I don't want to come down. Oh, my God. How you want to come down? You sitting up here with God like this. Oh, my God. It's like sitting in a room with God. Amen. Glory be to God. Talking about you going to the next room. Oh, God. You don't even want to leave. Oh, my God. Jesus. All right. All right. All right. God. Okay. All right. I see why they say when you go to heaven, you ain't even going to want to come back to earth, beloved. Oh, God. There's no even comparison. There's even no comparison to life in the spirit. Hallelujah, life in the flesh. It's no comparison. Hallelujah, you can cry for your family members, beloved. Let me tell you, the ones that died in Christ, they don't even want to come back. Ooh, it's so sweet. It's so sweet. Father God, oh, we say thank you. Oh, God, oh, help me to come down, Father, for to talk to your people for a minute. Oh. Okay, announcements. Altar prayer at 12 o'clock, amen, and then back, amen, and then back, amen, at 9 o'clock. That's our announcements for today. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We're not sure how the Lord is going to take it. We may do testimonies on tomorrow. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. However the Lord want to do. All right. That's it. That's it. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for the words that have gone forth. We say thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the power. We had 10,000 people watch, almost 10,000 people watch our broadcast last night on our media TV. We just started. We just got on television. And we had almost 10,000 people. Amen. Isn't that beautiful, saints? God has just blown this ministry up. God has just blown this ministry up. Somebody had prophesied to us that when we celebrated our 10th anniversary, that this ministry will never be the same and we will never come down again. And that prophecy has already come to pass, still coming to pass. Our lives will never, ever be the same. Why? Because when people act funny, God don't. God has sent an angel to your rescue. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. Father, as we move about today, Father God, we ask that you would show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, and help us definitely not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Father, help us to keep moving forward. Jesus didn't turn back when he had the opportunity to do so. Help us not to turn back. But even if we got to walk by ourselves, help us to continue to move forward in you, in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Did I bind every spirit of retaliation? I think I did. Let me do it again. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated, and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, watch God move on your behalf. Amen. God is full of pleasant surprises. Stop stressing. He's the slowest man showing up on time. He might be slow, but he ain't never late. And you can depend on God.
Put your hand on your back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf. Real simple song, just say, already getting better. It's already getting easier. It's already moving on my feet. Everybody say, it's already, it's already.
to be the truth. Give him praise.
Beloved, gotta move heaven, earth, and hell to come to your rescue. Hold on and don't give up. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you.